have time to really sit down and analyze anything that was an improved property. So I want to make that very clear that everyone understand that. The other point, and while everybody was talking, I pulled out one piece of data that's in our file, in our work papers. This is just one piece. And one sale doesn't make a market, and one robin doesn't make a spring. But I want to give you this sale. This was a 250-acre parcel. It was prime. It was purchased for a specific reason, and it was non-water property. It wasn't near the water. It barely had a view of the water, but it had no floodplain. And it was 100% usable. And it had great access and so forth. And this property sold recently for like $5,900 an acre. Now, that's more than 4,000 acres. But if I sat down and tried to adjust this, the other thing was there were two good homes on this property when it sold. So, you know, you gotta pull those out. But there were two good homes on this property. And the issue was if I used that and started adjusting it, I'd be way under 4,000 an acre. But I just wanted to point that one piece of data to you, because I pulled it out while everybody was talking, and I'm sorry if I've taken too much time.
No, I think if I could, Mr. Edgar, just to kind of double up on what Mr. Dinan is saying, is most of these parcels are unimproved. They don't have any utility. And when I say utility, I'm talking about like utility service. Like there's no water, there's no electricity, there's no nothing, there's no access, period. And I think what Mr. Dinan's talking about in appraisal speak is when you do comps, you don't just like look at a comp and say, well, that sold for this, so this must sell for that. You have to make adjustments as you know, and when you start adjusting the property down to make them comparable, I think what Mr. Dine is saying is if you did adjustments on that sale, you'd be well under 4,000 an acre. And I don't think he has any issue. I've been doing this a while, and I know how that works. I know you guys see a lot of this stuff too. That's how that goes. But then as it relates to the utility happens to own it. That we don't value property based on who owns it. And these parcels, what you're assuming is that these parcels would be bought in a big chunk by some other utility provider that wants to take over. Well, that would be, you would be buying a going concern. You're not just buying the land. And what we're talking about is individual parcels of land. And I know I've kind of said that already, but that's just a quick response to what you had said.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. And we do appreciate the fact that the appraiser did not have time to properly, appraise all these. We ask you for some of this information, so I do appreciate you getting that to us. I would make a motion to table the properties, and I'm not going to go through every BOE number right at the moment, but the BOEs related to Empire District Electric Company, I would make a motion that we table these until tomorrow and for our final decision on this matter. And it's my understanding that Matt's going to be available if we need to call.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Matt, I hate to be the cable company. We're going to call you sometime tomorrow, okay?
Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
If I don't answer, please leave a voicemail.
We'll call you back.
I got to be able to use the bathroom at some point, so I got to leave my phone. So.
Okay, not a problem.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you all.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Much appreciated. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Tell me, what's the name of this one again?
Ganesh from Tahoe Inc.
What was it?
The Gazebo Inn.
Ganesh from Tahoe.
Okay. Is this the one where he was going to potentially talk to you? I can't remember on this one.
Yeah, he gave me financials. Page 46 at the bottom.
Okay. And which hotel is this?
It's the Gazebo Inn.
Gazebo Inn, okay.
What did we say it was, 2023-what?
294. Okay, and last time we agreed to move this to today so you could...
Right, I had sent some information on the same day of the hearing, and Ms. Chapman didn't have a chance to review that.
Okay.
I sent my financials and all the data, the income and ADR and occupancy reports.
Have not been able to do much.
Okay. I came in Saturday. I spent the whole day. I was here till 9 p.m. I worked several hours on this one. The numbers made no sense. They were all over the place because, you know, I put them in the categories, and one year he's up in certain things and the other year he's down again. But the thing that frustrated me the most was that the P&L for 2020 that he gave me 2 years ago had different numbers than the P&L he gave me this time for 2020.
Okay.
So I'm just going to hold with the value file I've got, and you make a decision.
Are copies of that in the file, Susan?
Yeah.
Okay, you told me what you go by last time as far as your name.
Okay, Harry.
Harry?
Yes.
Harry, that's right. Harry, what's the deal with the income information?
Well, I'm not sure what P&L I forwarded to you before. It could have been a different accountant that did that.
So, Jerry, for your information, it says, the, I think I called the file 2020-307 Financials. If you go through each paper, it'll show you what I've done.
I have it.
We didn't, on 2018, back then we didn't even get numbers for that, but we had 19 and 20, and each of these says, like, this is with the different numbers. And
so on the 2020 year, that was the COVID year that we closed the hotel for several months. And so
I know that, and we all know COVID. I mean, absolutely, we know COVID. The thing is your numbers in 2020 on your P&L statement, which I included here, they're different. You don't have the same expense numbers down. There's like five or six things that change value. So here on the very let's see, on page 5 out of 7, let's see. On the first page, I just ran it with 21 and 22, and I said I did it without 2020, and that gave his value at $2,552,337. And at that point, you can discount him for that 2020 COVID year, whatever you want to do, but I gave up because, like I said, I worked on it for hours, and when I got to the point where the numbers were different, it was...
Okay, and here, what are you... They've got the... She has the value down at 1.853. What are you claiming that the value of the property is?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if you're valuing it on the P&L, because I have, on a comparison, I've sent some information regarding the property that's closer to my size and closer in the area-wise, and that they all show a value anywhere between 10 and 15,000 a room. Some are even less than 8,000 a room, and some are even in a better condition than and are franchised.
Okay, where are those comparables? Did we have those as part of his?
So he's got 73, let me make these numbers bigger because it's hard to see this in the small print, 125. He has 73 units. And if we go into here,
it's listed as 73, but it is actually 71.
Yeah, you changed some over, you said? Let me go here.
So right now, I'm it's showing my appraisal value as $26,000 a room.
So his units were built in 1991 and 1992 because he's got like two parts that make up all the rooms. These are the times that most of those other ones that we've been doing that were around 1.8 were coming in, and again, he's got about the same number of rooms. So if we divide it out for what we've got,
$1,850,000. What hotels are you comparing to?
I have some overviews that can show you.
734.
Yes.
Divided by 7.
Thank you. Oh, that microphone.
So we've got him at $25,393.6 per room.
Was the gazebo not assessed, and how long has it been since it's been assessed?
Well, he went through BOE with you before, I believe.
Yes,
yeah. Last year.
2021. Mm.
So he's kind of coming in at the same way that the others have, where, like when you did just did the Myers one and stuff, and the where it went down to like 950 based on what they had for COVID numbers. But now we're back up with the cost approach. And again, when I used the numbers that he gave me, but I took out 2020, quite honestly, because again, the numbers don't match. That brought me to $2.5 million. So that's high because again, the 2020 is not in there to pull it down. So again, I think we're fair at the 1.8. That's, again, where everybody seems to be falling.
Can I ask when these numbers came into play, like how old these numbers are?
I looked those up today.
But I mean, when these properties sold, or like what year are these numbers
from? Those are the assessment that I saw on the county's website.
Okay.
I sent in a couple of properties that were recently sold as an example, and those are the number 1 and 2, the Homestay Inn that was sold for $1 million, and then the Econo Lodge that was just sold last month for 1.25, and that's a franchise hotel, so it has a more value in the sales. Plus, this one only has one building where we have two separate buildings, so it kind of makes it.
And again, in your folder for today, there's a motel value folder that shows some of the comps that are in the area. And the
What's the file labeled?
It's down at the very bottom. It's like motels. It starts with a Z. I put it so it would hit the back row there. Let me go back.
I don't see it.
Hang on.
2023-294.
The name of the file down at the bottom of your stuff is Z Hotel Motel Values. And it would come after.
It's not on mine.
No, I have it as 2023-294.
Okay.
Do you see it? I don't know how you've if you change the way that these go in a line, because the numbers are in numerical order.
It's the very top one.